Welcome to the Birmingham Vineyard podcast. We hope you find it insightful and encouraging.
If you want to find out more about us, why not check out our website, birminghamvineyard.com.
So I don't know how you feel when you watch stuff like that. I'm sorry, my name's Becky, and I always kind of get a bit teary watching videos like that, so I'm just going to take a moment. In fact, why don't we pray? Father God, we thank you so much that while there are many of us who didn't have the dad that we needed, Father, while we know there are many people who are struggling with family life for lots of different reasons, God, that we can come to you and that we can bring you our tears and we can bring you our anger and we can bring you our joy. And Father, that you will accept us and love us, whatever's going on. Father, would you help us to know that at all times and help us also, God, to be able to extend that acceptance to other people, to look after those who need it when they need it, however inconvenient that is. Amen. Hello, small person. This is my son Aidan, who is 3 today, and and doesn't understand why you would have a lion bar and not eat it. I think that's the issue. A friend was talking to me yesterday, and he said, I know what's going to happen at church tomorrow. It's Father's Day. You're going to talk about how God is a father. And I'm like, yep. Because we like to be predictable, obviously. But also, it's a really important subject to talk about. I went through a six-month period where people kept coming up to me every Sunday service, pretty much. And they would say, I've got a word from the Lord for you. And that's always exciting, isn't it? When someone comes up and they say, I've got something from God that God really wants to share with you. And they put a hand on me or they pray for me. And they'd say, I just feel like God wants to say, I love you. And that's, thank you, that's great. And that was it. That's all they'd say. And sometimes they'd carry on praying. Sometimes they'd go away again. And this kept on happening for 6 months. 6 months where I was just like, God. And I remember sitting on a bus in the rain, going home from church, and being like, God, would you just say something else now, please? Okay, it's great, but I've got that. I know that. Why don't you tell me about something else? And God was like, you don't get it. It still has not gone in at some level. And actually, God said, I'm going to keep telling you that every time you need to hear it for the rest of your life, because you don't get it. And God does keep telling me every time I watch a video, I start crying because God's still telling me he loves me. So if God is a dad, he's a dad to us as individuals. He wants to come with his love for us. And if God's a dad, he also is building a new family. Now, I don't know if you know why we do all-age services. I don't know if you know why we decide that sometimes it would be a good idea to have people in worship who don't sit down, who lay on the floor with streamers, who put things on your head while you're worshiping God. Do you know why that's important? Do you know why you guys are really important? Because you remind us that that's who we are. Because you remind us that God is building a family, not with people who are perfect all the time or who know how to behave, but with people who will swim on the floor. Because God is really, he's not interested so much in the fact that you can behave well. He's interested in the fact that he loves you. And that's why you're welcome. And so that's why we sometimes get disruptive and why we like to change things up and why we have our kids in the service, because it's a picture of who we are and it's a picture of God's new family. So if it is distracting, I do apologise, but actually, I kind of don't as well. Because as we watch these guys, it also frees us up to say, whatever I am or whatever I'm bringing, God loves me. Anyway. So we're going to read a little bit of the Bible today. That's what we like to do when we preach. I'm going to be reading a couple of verses from the Psalms, which are some poems. You can find them in the middle of your Bible. And I'm going to read from Psalm 68 and verses 5 and 6. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. This is a very short passage, but there's a lot of depth in there about who God is. And so we're going to unpack that slightly as we go through this morning. And what's going to happen, we're going to talk for about 10 minutes or so. Then we're going to have some time to respond with some more sung worship and time for the Holy Spirit to come and do what he wants to do among us. So the first thing that verse talks about with God is that he is a father to the fatherless. And that's why things like Homes for Good and adoption and fostering and caring for those who don't have dads has actually always been part of who the church has been. Right from the very, very early church, you read stories about the early church, something they were constantly known for was the fact that if you were orphaned or if you were poor, you could come to the church and they would help you. Regardless, even when they didn't have a lot of money themselves, it was something they got really known for. Now, I don't know what your dad was like. Probably there are maybe 60, 70 of us here, maybe a few more. Actually, there's a load of different dad experiences. My guess is some of you had great dads, some of you had dads that were not great. Some of you maybe didn't have dads or lost your dad. But actually, I don't know about you, I have two dads. So I have God as my dad, and I have a dad, like a human dad. Now, what I remember when I think of my human dad is the smell of petrol. It's an odd smell, right? I really love the smell of petrol. And I do, probably you shouldn't do this. Some adults are probably going to come up and tell me afterwards that I shouldn't do this. But when I'm in a petrol station, I wind down my window and I smell the air. Now, it's probably not very good for you. Some of you were like, that is not a good idea. But I love it because my dad's a mechanic and a lorry driver. And so what my dad used to do is after dinner, he'd come home and I'd be in my pajamas and he'd open the door and with him, as he stepped in, would come this smell of petrol from his overalls and he would pick me up and he'd hug me really tight and he'd read me a bedtime story. And actually, that's probably the memory that sticks with me the most about God. So that sense of love and that sense of being a father to the fatherless, actually that's what God wants to be to us. And that's what Jesus does. Jesus calls himself the door. Now, that's a funny thing to call yourself. But what it means is that actually there was a point when we couldn't get to God, when God was outside the door and we were inside and there was something blocking us. And what Jesus does is he comes to open the door. So when Jesus dies, he opens the door so our dad can come in and give us a hug and pick us up. So if you're here today and you're like, my dad wasn't great, or you're like, my dad was great, but I'm still kind of searching, I still don't know that I'm loved, I'm on the bus, I'm in the rain, I don't get it, actually God wants to come today and say that he loves you, and say that he wants to be close to you. So he's a father to the fatherless. The next bit of our verse, I don't know if you remember, it said he was a defender of, do you remember? Defender of widows. Now that's not a spider. Sound like a spider. So a widow is someone who lost her husband, so didn't have a husband anymore, and they would have been very poor. They would have really struggled in the society that the Psalms are written in. So I don't know if you know what a defender is, but here are my defensive weapons. Okay. Now, Rowan, I know you're very good with a sword and a shield. This is me defending myself. So what's happening in the verse? God talks about being a defender of widows. So if I am on the... Can I have my sword? You can take it in a minute. Is that okay? Thank you. You can be my squire. You can take it away in a minute. So if you're on the edges of society, if you're struggling, if you're poor, if things are difficult for you, if you've been hurt, if you've been bullied, if someone has been nasty to you, if your family have been nasty to you, then this is what you arm yourself with. Now, maybe not, hopefully not actually physically. I don't carry around a physical sword all the time, sometimes, but not all the time. But what I do carry around is I defend my heart. Actually, if I've been hurt, what I'm going to do is I'm going to defend myself. But what does that do? So, Rowan, can I borrow you for a minute? Can you come over here? Can you try and get close to me? Okay, you're going to get close to me? Yeah. Ah. Why can't he get close to me? God doesn't just want us to be in a father relationship with him. God wants us to be in a relationship with each other, and he wants to bring us peace. And there is no peace, and there is no relationship with anyone else if I'm carrying these, is there? Rowan can't get close to me. None of you are going to get close to me if I'm defending myself all the time because I've been hurt. And so actually what God does is when he says, I'm a defender of widows, and actually, that last slightly odd bit when it says that the rebellious will live in a sun-scorched land, what that means is that God says, you don't have to defend yourself anymore. You going to come get them? Okay. Oh. Okay. Yeah, we did the punching, though. There you are. Thank you very much. So, this is what God wants you to be like. Guys, can we fight at home? Is that okay? Thank you. If you can be sensible, you can take them back to the seat. If you can't be sensible, then pop them down, okay? Go sit down. Thank you very much. This is what God wants us to be like, because this means you can get close to me. My shield isn't up. I've got no weapon. Hey, do you want to come close? Here we go. So this is, hey, you can get close to me. I'm not holding any weapons. I'm not holding a shield. This is how God helps us be a family together. This is how God helps us come close to one another, because we can trust him that he's going to fight our battles. He's going to defend us. He's going to bring justice. Actually, sometimes there are people in the world and we think there is some justice needed here. It's not all about let's love, let's forgive, because sometimes there are some things we feel are unforgivable. But actually, when those things happen to us, when that hurt happens to us, God says, I will defend you. I will fight your cause and you can put your weapons down. And actually, when we do that, that's when we get to come close and be in families with each other, don't we? Super dude. So God gives us, he's a father, he brings us love, and he brings us peace. And actually, that's what we see. I don't know if you've been with us through this Holy Spirit series. That's what we've talked about. That's what happens when Jesus comes through his Spirit on his people. Actually, what people experience more than anything else is love and peace. Because God's a father and our defender, he brings us love and peace. Ugh. And he brings us all closer together. I may die under a swamp of children now. Okay, my swamp, can you swamp daddy, please? Thank you very much. Wonderful stuff. Right. Like I said, every time one of these guys does something that I'm like, they're not doing it now, they're being wonderful now. But obviously sometimes they're not perfect children, sometimes they're a bit irritating. It reminds me that when I irritate God, when I fight about something with someone else, when I do something I know I shouldn't do and I keep doing it anyway, when God says go there and I'm like, I'm not going there, I'm not going there, I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it. Actually, I'm like that with God all the time. And he still loves me and he still wants to be with me and he still died for me. That's the truth, and it runs through the Bible, through all the stories of God coming and redeeming his people. But actually those things, so love and peace, they're kind of individual things, aren't they, what we've talked about? We've talked about God coming and being a dad and coming and being peaceful, but we've started to also see that it's not just for individuals. Because actually that sense of God setting the lonely in families, it's about building a new community and a new family. And I remember before I became a Christian in my 20s at university. Before I became a Christian, I remember feeling, whether I was in a crowd, whether I was with friends, or whether I was on my own, there was a loneliness quite deeply within me all the time. And I don't know if you've ever felt that. It was definitely something, sometimes I kind of got it consciously, sometimes I didn't really know that it was there. But it was kind of like the wallpaper to my life, was this sense that I was never quite connecting in the way that I wanted to. And actually, when God came and he said, I love you, and I want you to be with me, and God said, I'm going to defend you, you don't have to have these weapons, you can put them down, you can forgive people who've hurt you, and you can come into community with them. Actually, what he wanted to do was create a new family and a new people. I did wonder if the sword was a bad idea. And that's another thing that we see, actually, when the Spirit starts to come in a church and when people start to love Jesus, actually what he does is he takes away some of those barriers between people. And that's always been true. So again, you look through the history of the church, actually what you see in its best, and it isn't always like this, but at its best, what you see is people of different ages, different places, coming together and actually growing in love for each other despite their differences. God doesn't erase our differences and make us have to be all the same, but just like building a family where we love each other's differences and we love each other and we come close together. Okay, so what have we got? We've got God's love as the father to the fathers. We've got God's peace as the defender of those who can't defend themselves. We've got a community, a new family that he makes us. The last thing that God says is he leads forth the prisoners with singing. Now, I don't know if you've ever felt a bit like a prisoner. I don't know if you've ever felt like you're stuck somewhere. But I have. And actually, that was true before I was a Christian, but it's also been true at different points through being a Christian. So that moment, maybe you had a moment where you said, yes, I want to know God. Yes, Jesus, I want to trust you. Yes, I want you to defend me. Maybe you haven't had that, but maybe you've just always kind of known that, and that's great. Maybe actually for you, that's something you've not done before. maybe if you're like, well, I'm kind of interested and it's kind of exciting and there's something about this that I like, but actually I've never quite done that. Actually, those moments of freedom can come at any point through our lives. So God, there was definitely a moment for me, and if that hasn't been for you, then I'd love you just to invite you. If at the end you'd love to do that, you'd love to pray with somebody, you'd love to just say, Jesus, I trust you. I'm going to put my weapons down. I'm going to be part of your family. You can do that as we pray at the end. But actually, if you're a Christian already and you'd say, yes, I follow Jesus here, there's maybe still some freedom for you. There's maybe still some things that hold you, maybe things that you do, maybe something someone else has done to you, maybe a shield and a sword you're carrying around. Maybe there's a sense of that father thing, that family thing is a hurting place for you. But actually, when we don't kind of get sorted with our hurts, and I know I'm looking at my friend Liz over there, who's a counsellor, she'd probably say the same, is that when we don't deal with our hurt, when we kind of leave it on us, when we keep doing the wrong thing, and it kind of hurts us and it kind of keeps us free. So I don't know if the welcome team pass these out. So these are paper chains. And what we're going to do to respond a little bit today, if you'd like to join in, is that we're going to, about like an old school envelope, give it a lick. Probably just do your own, because otherwise it's a little bit manky. What we're going to do is we're going to do something that's a little bit prophetic. It's a little bit odd, but actually sometimes this is how God speaks to us. If we do things creatively, we do things physically, actually it helps us come close to God and know what he's doing. You might need some help with the third one. Could you give me a hand? No. So get someone you trust to lick it for you. It's a nice getting to know you kind of exercise, isn't it? So actually, this is how we can feel, not just before we're Christians, but actually throughout our Christian life. Sometimes we come to a place and we think, I'm stuck. I keep doing this thing that I don't want to do. Or someone did something to me and I can't get past it. And actually, we can get really stuck and it kind of keeps us not free. And so what God loves to come and do is he loves to come and set people free. And this has been part of the story of God from the very beginning. From the time when, I don't know if you know kind of some of the story of the Bible or you've watched some big blockbuster movies with pharaohs in them, you may have seen a time when the Israelites were slaves in the land of Egypt. So they would have been in chains, they'd have been working, they'd have been forced to do things they didn't want to do. They wouldn't have been free. And what God does is he says, I'm going to come into that place before you've really done anything positive for me at all. I'm going to come in that place and I'm going to set you free. And then God does it again as they get taken into exile. He sets them free again. He brings them back to the land they were promised. But actually the time that he does it the most is in Jesus. So Jesus is God come to earth for us. And actually what he does is he goes into our ultimate place of bondage. However free we are when we're alive, if we die, we're still kind of stuck, aren't we? That's a very stuck place to be, is when we're dead. But actually, Jesus comes and he breaks through death and he brings us freedom and life. And that life and that freedom is available not just for the fact that when we die, we get to go and be with God, which we do, but it's also available for us at every point of being stuck, every moment where we struggle, we are able to have that freedom. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite the band to come back up and try and play their instruments. I didn't quite think that through, that they're now going to play instruments with paper chains on. Let's see how they go with that. They're creative people. They'll be fine. And actually what I'm going to invite you to do is I'm going to invite you to stand. And those places where you're stuck, and those places where you feel like maybe God doesn't want to break in there, maybe God could never change that, or this happened to me and it was so awful, I can't get past it. It's always going to be part of me. What I'd love you to do is just offer that to God. Just offer that to God. Because God loves to come and he loves to meet with us. Why don't we stand? And we're going to pray and we're going to start to worship and then give that, if there are things for God or if there's things that you know are on other people, if you're like, well, then maybe that's not for me, but there's this person in my mind and my heart that I'm thinking about that I'd love to see set free, you can pray for them. But as we start singing, when you're ready, you can break those chains. That's the power that God's put in you.
We hope you enjoyed the talk and found it helpful.
Why not come along and visit us? We gather at 3 services across 2 sites on a Sunday and meet during the week in small groups across the city. More information on both of these can be found on our website.
Thanks for listening, and God bless.